It's now time to introduce our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month award winner. His name is Nolan Vanloo, and our Scholar Athlete of the Month is presented by ServiceMaster. Nolan, congratulations. You're representing Freeland High School as a senior, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So it says here on your nomination form, and you were nominated by your football coach, Kevin Townsend. You are a football player, a wrestler. You play baseball as well. But I think the most impressive piece of your resume so far is your GPA, 3.986, it says exactly. How have you managed to maintain such a high GPA in your high school career while participating in so many sports as well?
Well, I have good role models to look up to. My brothers both did really well in the classroom. So I think that really helped me to see what I have to do in order to be able to do so well in the classroom. And yeah, that really helped.
What are some of your favorite subjects or the ones that you're best at, or maybe some challenging ones too?
Definitely math and science. I'm not a big fan of English at all. Engineering too.
Cool. Have you thought about college plans then? Engineering, that would be a major of sorts. Have you decided on a college commitment? Do you plan on looking forward to athletics or academics in college?
Yeah, I've applied to the Coast Guard Academy. I'm hoping to get in there. It's really selective. But if I get in there, I'm hoping to play baseball there, possibly football. I'm not sure yet, but
awesome. And then looking at some of the other things that you're involved in, too, outside of just athletics and then what you do in the classroom with that high GPA, honor roll all 4 years, as you can imagine, with that GPA. And then you're in NHS and student council. So what roles do you serve with those two organizations?
I was the class president for student council, and then I'm the treasurer this year. And then for NHS, I'm just a normal member, but just a lot of volunteer work.
How do you think being a part of those two organizations in particular and the roles you've held there and some of the volunteer opportunities that you've had have helped you kind of make yourself more well-rounded as you approach a college athletic and academic career?
Yeah, it's given me a lot of leadership skills that I can use there. As president, I had a lot of leadership roles. And as far as volunteering, just working with others and helping everybody out, I guess.
Do you have any one particular achievement that you've maybe earned in any of those organizations or on the football field or in wrestling or on the baseball field or even in the classroom that when it's all said and done and you graduate, you'll think back and go, that's what I'm most proud of?
Probably Midland Daily News Dream Team. I just got selected for that. That means a lot to me because I'm really undersized for football, but I worked really hard and everything, and I was able to get that.
Cool. And then just dealing with everything this year, a lot of virtual learning, maintaining a high GPA, having other things to get after, is there anything special that you've done differently to make sure that you stay on top of your academics during all this, whether it be time management or schedule making or anything like that?
Yeah, I had to make a schedule. I was falling behind a little. It took a little bit to get used to the online learning and everything, but I was able to figure it out.
That's awesome. Well, Nolan, congratulations again for being our Scholar Athlete of the Month presented by ServiceMaster, and good luck moving forward. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.